Good morning, all. I think my dilemma is definitely solved. Because I've been reading, and I didn't actually know that there was another iPad brought out as well as the Mini, which is by the by, because I don't want that either, but I didn't know that anyway. But anyway, yeah, reading, I saw the review of the two, and seeing the review of the Mini, I thought, well, if I hadn't got an iPad at all, that would have been ideal. I would have had that. But I wouldn't want to buy that. And the reason I wanted something smaller, as I think I said yesterday in my audio boo, for those who've been who followed my nice dilemma, for those who are listening. I wanted something a bit smaller. Now, even before reading the review this morning, I was thinking about it, the iPod Touch fits the niche that I have better, I think. Because although the iPad's small, the iPod Touch will be smaller, and the sort of things I want it for, it will be even easier to drag around with me from room to room or whatever. Internet, radio, I want it for things like that. I can also put a lot of music on should I want to do that sort of thing. It wasn't my primary thingy, but as the entry level is 32 gig, as far as I can tell, then it might as well have the privilege of having music on it. Privilege? Well, I say privilege because it's one of my favourite hobbies, is listening to music. But if I'd had an iPad Mini, then I've a risk of using that above the iPad I have, because I'm sure it would be more convenient, and I gather it doesn't have the Retina display, and of course I don't need that, so it would have no effect on me. Neither does my iPad 2, I don't think. It would have no effect on me in that way, because I don't need any of that. I just use VoiceOver, so none of that is important. So I think I would have ended up using it more than the bigger one, which would be a shame, as I haven't even had that a year yet. And would like to grab getting on for 2 years, possibly even more, from a tablet than a phone. Because phones do have pretty good value, and you can sell them, even quite old ones, and get, you know, a nice bit of money back. For some reason, people seem to like buying iPhones. And also, I had my iPad engraved as well. So I'd want to get a lot of use out of that. But in the future, then, well, maybe an iPad Mini or whatever tablet I go for in the future, I think would be a smaller tablet anyway, whether it be Android, iOS, whatever, you know, in the future. And that is way down the line. The iPod Touch would definitely fit the niche that I had for it, because I just wanted to replace the iPhone with something that wasn't a phone. Well, the iPod Touch is the device that will do that. I've certainly enjoyed the research that I looked into myself, and these little reviews I saw people tweeting, which came to me on a plate, as it were, as I was going through my tweets. So I went to the bother to read them. The bother, it wasn't a bother, it was a pleasure, but that's the best way I could put it. So I read them, and there's no point my getting an iPad. And as Steve pointed out, he said he'd better buy me an iPod. He said this last night, because he wanted to see an iPod. iPod Touch, the new generation. So that is, if I have any of the devices, which is what I'm angling for, it will be the iPod. I think so, certainly. Still my preferred choice anyway. Okay. Let's see if we can stop this, and I'll say cheerio.
Pause checkbox ticked. Double tap.